St. Thomas said that the crucifix was the expression of one who is free of all those tendencies in human nature that bring us heaviness and disrupt us and disorder us. So it depends on what we kind of sell out to. I'm not mm-hmm. sure. That's why I think it's important to look within ourselves when something happens that causes us this kind of pain from someone else.
Mm-hmm.
If I am particularly interested in my good name and reputation, that's a great value that I have. If I value that, and then someone defames me, someone destroys my reputation, mm-hmm. someone then tells, it just goes right against this, and all of a sudden, I find myself, instead of having a good reputation, I'm losing that reputation that I have. Or mm-hmm. if it's money and riches that I'm attached to, and someone swindles me, and in some way takes away this and steals what I have, takes it away. Mm-hmm. That pain, if I look inside, it's because they rob me of this. Or if I'm really drawn by pleasure, and someone inflicts suffering on me, and goes against that desire that I have for an easy, peaceful life of good health and long life, whatever that might be, and injures me. So that's it can be very amazing. One time, I had just finished Mass, and this was several years ago. I was offering Mass at Marywood. I had finished the Mass, taken off my vestments. It was winter, and I was coming out into the parking lot, and this car came and hit me right in the right in the back. I actually was hit by the car, and I fell down. And I heard this man's voice say, "Are you hurt?" And I said, I think my back is broke. Mm. And that's where it hit me, right in the back. So I lay there on the ground, and the man drove away. And I was lying there in the snow, in the cold. And I inched my way, because I really felt my back was broken. And indeed it was. It was actually broken. And I made my way toward the a door. And somehow I was able to get myself to stand. And someone found me. It was very soon an ambulance came, and I was taken to the hospital. And while I was in the hospital, I don't know, a few days, a priest came. He was the chaplain at Mary. He had with him the man who was driving the car.
Mm.
And he came to say that he was sorry. And I didn't realize just how angry I was at this man. And it puzzled me. You know, I so often found it easy to say, you know, you're forgiven. But I really found it very hard. And I realized that when someone physically hurts me, I have a hard time forgiving them.
Mm-hmm.
That was Jesus was nailed to a cross. He and his hands and his feet. He was scourged. And this physical pain is a sign of his forgiveness, so that when he is forgiving me, it really, when I realize that I'm the one who brought about his suffering and death, so that his reputation is destroyed, his honor is destroyed, you know, he's buffeted, he's made he's ridiculed. He's hailed as a king. His kingship with a crown of thorns, you know, that spitting in his face and genuflecting before him, and the red robe, uh-huh. is being ridiculed. And physically, he's being punished and being put to death. So that the shortness, his life is being short. So when the cross itself is telling me and you and all of us what he endured, so that as we go through whatever that might be that we have taken from us by the other, how important it is for us to forgive whatever that mm-hmm. is. But I think it's important to get in touch with what is that in me that this has such a value that was taken from me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What about the unjust wound? The wound that it wasn't something that we did. It results from the woundedness of the other person.
Mm.
And yet it inflicts a great pain, not only on ourselves or on, but maybe also on our family.
Yes.
I think that's a tough one.
Oh, yeah.
When
oh,
to
yeah.
forgive when someone we love has been hurt. Boy, that resentment mm-hmm. has a different color, doesn't it?
Well, yesterday I was talking to a man. His wife asked me to talk to him, and I wasn't exactly sure, but then as the story unfolded, he actually was in business and he had a partner. And not realizing that this partner had absconded with over $1.5 million.
Oh, wow.
And so he and his whole enterprise was totally undermined. And it was nothing that he had done, but as the litigations and the laws came against his, he discovered that it was this partner who had absconded with all this money, ruined this enterprise that he had. And since he was the president of it, he had to pay back all this money, and you know, his family, his whole livelihood was taken from him. In no way was it his fault. He just didn't realize that he had partnered with someone who was a thief. And that is very, very difficult to forgive. And I could just see, we kept going over and over it as to what it was. And that was the chief wound, and how difficult. The only way he knew that in his own heart that he somehow hadn't come to a resolution, this was 2.5 years now that this was going on, is he had no peace.
Uh-huh.
And he was full of bitterness. He said, that is really the way it's left me. Guarded, untrusting, and you know, and he says, you know, I feel like I've forgiven this person, but it's left me with this. So it's probably one of the most difficult processes. If you ask a question again. Maybe what I probably should respond with is I can do the best I can today, and it only might be a partial, but I don't realize just how fully I am to forgive in order to arrive at the peace that forgiveness brings.
It really comes down to what is the essence of mercy. Is it forgiving even the unjust wound?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's freeing for the other person as well, whether they, can I say, merit it or not. I'm recalling the stories you've shared with us of those who have suffered the loss of loved ones by the bad behavior of others, and yet they forgive even that. I mean, is that the essence of mercy then?
And I think too, justice, you know, is the divine mercy, is that essence of divine mercy also how that mercy is united with justice? You see, when I don't forgive, how do I offend against justice? It's because I have been forgiven. And the divine justice says, if I have been forgiven, my debt, which is huge because God is forgiving me, and I don't forgive my neighbor, then I am not being just.
Mm-hmm.
When the official who has these two people who owe him, debtors who owe him, one owing him, and I think the text in Matthew 18 says something like $1 million. Mm-hmm. And then his fellow debtor owes him 100, it was denarii, you know, maybe like $200. And God, when God forgives me, that's comparable to this enormous amount, this huge amount. But when I fail to forgive another, that's such a miserly amount. So that I, a mere human being, not forgiving another human being, when I, a human being, have been forgiven by the divine justice and been forgiven, then in both divine mercy and divine justice, I will be condemned for that injustice.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm.
For me to see that if I have been forgiven, then I need to forgive. I need to forgive. Because I have received this without merit. Now I need to give this, and little as it is, or I will not be forgiven.
Isn't it true, Monsignor, that in many ways that we, in our forgiving, desire some type of consolation so we know that it's complete, that we want to have the warm fuzzies, as it were.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why I think when I talked about forgiveness is a decision and it may not be an emotion. I may not feel like forgiving you, but I know I must forgive you. I must forgive you, or I will not be pleasing to God. I will be very displeasing to God, and I will not be doing His will. There's an incident that recently happened to me. It wasn't too long ago. Some years ago, I really felt moved. It was during the year of St. Paul. I was so convinced at that time that I was called to baptize, to engage Osama bin Laden. He was a murderer, and he was hated. But this desire to bring him to God's grace, I had seen in him something that I really believed. And so I did a tape on YouTube, hoping that he might listen to it. And I reached out to him, quoting anything that was true from the Quran, which is for him the word of God, and what he said he believed in. And I thought at the time he did. And in that reaching out to him, the Quran said itself that you should respect the word of a priest, a Christian priest. And Muhammad had that in one of the surahs.
Mm-hmm.
So I quoted that surah and I said, I believe that God has raised me up, Allah has raised me up, to talk to you and to offer to you to come with me to Mecca, where you and I can establish in Mecca a temple to Isa, to Jesus, that the Quran honors him as a prophet, and that the king of Saudi will not allow him to have a temple in Saudi Arabia. And also, there's 40 times in the Quran that the greatest woman in the world was Miriam, Mary. Mm-hmm. And I believe that you and I should honor Mary, Miriam, the mother of Isa, the mother of Jesus, and I would like to you, now, if you hear me, to come to Saudi. And together we'll establish this temple for Jesus and this temple for Mary. And I was out there, hanging out there. And then I continued to pray. And then one day, not too long ago, I heard that an American squad and group had found him in Pakistan at his complex there and killed him. And the President of the United States said, human justice has been done. He killed so many, and now he has been killed. Human justice is satisfied. And I really searched that, and it happened on Divine Mercy Sunday that he was killed. And human justice may have been done, but I believe in some way, divine mercy, that God in infinite mercy can take someone as wicked and as horrible and as violent as Osama bin Laden, and somewhere in that human person, in his person, is the divine, somewhere. Mm-hmm. And that if we can love, see, that's the power of love. This world of ours is so full of vengeance, retaliation, violence. You know, North Korea is building up to have nuclear weaponry. And we see it as a rogue nation, threatening and always with this violence in mind of attacking us and provoking us. And its citizens are so starved and famished and under all this kind of suffering while they build up this military might. And it's not just North Korea. You know, a place like Iran, building up the power to destroy by a nuclear weapon. We have that weaponry. It's ours. And any time we could retaliate against that, here we have, in our day. Now, what's the divine saying to us about love, about forgiveness, about mercy? And how important it is that only God at this time of darkness, when we have these threats already, right looking down the gun barrel, every one of us, so that these provocations of having a nuclear bomb explode on Los Angeles or New York, and the millions and millions that they would kill, and the damage that would be done. And yet we have that potential. And because we can retaliate and destroy whatever country or nation that we can destroy ourselves. And here it is. Is there anything on this Divine Mercy Sunday that tells us more clearly how only love is the answer, and how God has a power now to give us all this love in response to our desire and our prayer. I think our prayers are so, to make them as great as world peace, and to see him as in charge of the world, and Mary in such love of her children, seeing the dangers of our blindness to the divine love within our own families, within our own neighborhood, within our own nation, and within our world. It's our limitedness of seeing what God has prepared and wants for the entire world. On this Sunday, Divine Mercy, Jesus is the King of Love. And in that kingship, he has a power through us, through every one of us, to bring about a kingdom of love, to become members of the kingdom of peace, to become now, so that whatever is the danger and threat that may take away my peace, as this man, I think it might have been 1,200,000 or something that he was robbed of in his company. Mm-hmm. So when somebody takes that away, and then I can actually respond with love and forgiveness and with justice, to go through the litigations and to see that, you know, what this person had stolen and all that I can do to repair this stolen money and these people's stolen properties because of the greed of one person. But I can have peace in my heart, and I can have peace of mind.
You really have to have encountered the divine love in our own hearts first.
Yes.
I know so often our prayers are, Father, do something. Father in heaven, where are you? Make this right. Our first prayer, though, is, shouldn't it be, Monsignor Father, make me right, order me, respond in me first.
So you have come close, so close, to Mary's response. Let it be done to me according to your word. And that response of surrender is the most powerful response. It was what brought about our salvation through the incarnation. Mary's response. In the face of God becoming a man, Mary said, be it done to me according to thy word. How that was to happen through the power and incarnation of the Holy Spirit, that was up to God. And right now, and in this eve of all the violence and darkness and horror that surrounds us, be it done to me according to thy word. Each of us can become the most powerful and effective tools, instruments of God. There is in you and me a power that we have left untapped. It's a divine power. It's divine love. It's divine mercy. It is a power, and is a power greater than any other force in the world. I love the scene of John Paul II with his brothers in South America when they wanted to encourage the people of South America who were being subjected to injustice and had so much injustice through liberation theology, which was another form, what John Paul was saying, of communism, using force to bring about what needed to be corrected. And his big Polish fist coming down and pounding his desk. And I just could... Love is greater than hate. Love is greater than hate. Yes, love is the greatest force and power in the world. The saints have used it. The saints have been consumed by it because he, the greatest lover in the world, wants to consume us and make us one with him, Jesus Christ, our Savior, by the power and fire of the Holy Spirit, for the glory of God the Father. This world is called to honor the Father through love. Hopefully this Divine Mercy Sunday will bring it about.
Amen.
Amen. And I just think about the power that is within us. Love is flowing like a river, flowing out of you and me, flowing out into the desert, setting all the captives free. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. God bless.
Thanks, Monsignor.